It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already June 23rd and 24th. Where is the time going? It just seemed like we finished winter, and now it's getting to be the hot weather, and it's already June 23rd and 24th. And if you're listening to this on June 23rd, Saturday, June 23rd, we do have the Capital City Classic 10K. It starts at 8 a.m., so if you're listening to this radio show, the race will be finishing up. It's a 10K race. It's part of the Capital Race Series. And on Sunday, June 24th, we have two races in the Concord area, one at 9 a.m. called Pause on the Pavement 5K, and that'll be right out of Delta Dental. Then at noon, we have a race in the Mast Yard. And so with that, I'm switching gears, and we'll be introducing Joe Casper and Giselle Rodriguez, two of my great colleagues at Northeast Delta Dental. And Joe, you wear many hats, including the Capital Race Series, but today is about Toastmasters International. So why don't you kind of start with a heads up on what Toastmasters is, and then we'll get into Giselle's story. And also, I think you'll want to make sure that people in the Concord area know about the clubs and the change in time and so forth.
Certainly. Well, we're glad to be here, Tom. Toastmasters is a wonderful organization if you're looking to improve your leadership and your communication skills. And in today's world, so many people sit on top of a cell phone and they text back and forth. Even though they're sitting next to each other, they're texting each other. We can't let the art of communication die. And Toastmasters is doing a lot with the changing times. As a matter of fact, they've got a whole new learning experience that's coming out called Pathways, which we'll talk about. But the thing with Toastmasters is it exists for its members. It's an organization like any organization, whether you belong to the veterans, whether you belong to a service organization like Kiwanis or Rotary or Lions. But the difference between Toastmasters and those organizations is the fact that the organization exists to improve the quality and the communication and leadership competencies of all its members. And whether you're a novice, whether you're petrified of public speaking, of course, public speaking is man's number one fear, but whether you're petrified of public speaking or whether you've done some public speaking and would like to improve your skills, it's available for folks at all different levels. I've been in it for over 20 years. I've seen all the changes that have gone on within Toastmasters. This change coming up called Pathways is bringing Toastmasters into the 21st century because it's using all of those things that you have, especially our younger generation, that they've grown up with, online reporting and things of that nature, versus all the paper that used to come from Toastmasters.
Paper. We love paper, Joe, don't we?
Don't we?
No, but anyway, so Giselle, so you're one of my great colleagues at Northeast Delta Dental, and I've seen you in action. I've seen you at all colleagues meeting and how Toastmasters has definitely helped your professional career at Northeast Delta Dental. But why don't you take it from there, and how about you describe your story?
I started Toastmaster about 2 years ago. And at the beginning, I was just curious to see how I could improve my leadership skills. But with time, I've noticed that it's given me other opportunities in my personal growth as well. Before, I used to be very shy in speaking up, and Toastmasters has given me the number one thing I probably lacked before, which was confidence in being able to just talk at any given time and put my opinion in a well-spoken manner. And for example, it's even taken me to my leadership class that I graduated on Thursday. I had to make a big presentation in front of a lot of important people, and I didn't think that it would have been possible if I wouldn't have had my Toastmaster skills underneath my belt. I was able to give my presentation, and a lot of people gave nice comments about how I did it, and I had Toastmasters to thank it for, because without the Toastmaster experience, I don't think I would have done as great as I did.
So it's given you the confidence, and of course, I've noticed it as a CEO of the company, and so it's awesome. I also noticed others in the company that have taken it and how they've propelled themselves in their and their career. So, Joe, let's take it a step back for a second and tell folks in the Concord area how they could get involved.
Well, Tom, there are a number of different Toastmasters clubs. The best way to find out where a club is closest to you is to get up on Toastmasters.org and hit the locate a club indicator, because when you drill down, for instance, in Concord, there's 5 different clubs. You can have Toastmasters morning, noon, or night. If you're an early bird at 7 o'clock in the morning, there's Concord Toastmasters on Friday mornings. We have a Wednesday noontime meeting, which in the fall is going to be changing to Friday noons to see if we can attract some more individuals into our organization at Horseshoe Pond, and we're over at 2 Delta Drive, right in the Delta Dental Building. There's Carner Blue Toastmasters that is up at the State Department of Environmental Services. There's Pleasant Street Toastmasters and several other groups that are out there as well. But if you go on to Toastmasters.org, it lists them. And the thing with Toastmasters is you don't have to make every meeting. Toastmasters is like riding a bike. You do it at your own pace. The more you do it, the better you become. So the more frequently you can get up in front of folks and give a prepared speech. And the way speeches are given is that Toastmasters provides, and both in the existing Toastmasters organization and the new Pathways group coming in, they provide you a framework that allows you to put your own story behind. So, for instance, there might be a speech where they want you to talk about sincerity or a subject that's sincere, or maybe make a presentation or persuade an audience. There are all different types of speeches, and with the new Pathways thing, you can pick and choose where you want to go. But you do those speeches at your own pace. And the other thing with most of the weekly meetings is that they have a section called Table Topics. The neat thing about Table Topics is it's a 1 to 2 minute speech. And these are the types of things that you use in everyday life. If you're in a meeting and you're one of the participants in the meeting and you're asked the question, what do you think of this? You give a response. And that's the same thing as Table Topics. Everybody's on a level playing field because nobody knows what the question is except the person up front who's the Table Topics master handing out the question. And then we vote and determine who at that point gave the best response that included maybe an opening and a middle and a conclusion. So there's something in there for everybody.
So when I've walked by the one at Horseshoe Pond, so the one at 2 Delta, which is now Wednesdays, but we'll be shifting to Friday, it looks like a really energized group, including some Delta Dental employees and some non-Delta Dental employees. So if I'm running late, do I just jump in? In other words, I want to make people comfortable that we know we're all leading these busy lives, but it's worth taking a step back and joining. However, if there's a Wednesday that they can't make it or they'll be a few minutes late, there is no consequences for that.
There's no consequences. We love to have you, whether you're running late, whether you're there on time or if you're coming in a few minutes late, that's okay. We understand that life gets in the way of everything that's pre-planned.
But as Giselle knows, one of the things you're taught is to be punctual and showing up early for the speech, checking out the AV. And that's one lesson I've learned over the years is get there early, make sure you know what the lectern looks like, you know what the audiovisual looks like. It's one of my pet peeves is even when a really good speaker starts, and let's say they're using PowerPoint and they haven't practiced the clicker, and they say, mm-hmm. Oh, does this clicker work? And there's a whole stumbling 5 minutes of people trying to help them and whatever. All of that is totally unnecessary with like 10 minutes of preparation.
And that's all the things that we prepare you for. If you're giving a speech, we ask you to come in early. We'll set you up with PowerPoint. At Northeast Delta Dental, not only do we have PowerPoint capability, we also have internet capability, and we have the capability to use a microphone. A lot of people don't know how to use a microphone when they're public speaking, especially if they use their hands a lot. And people will hold the microphone, and the next thing you know, the microphone's out to the left-hand side or the right-hand side, or maybe they're holding it down by their belly button, and there's no volume coming through there. We teach you about all of those things. So when you go out and you have to give a speech, like Giselle did in front of the mayor of Nashua and a few other folks, then they're prepared. They have that confidence, as she mentioned, when standing up and giving that speech so that they know their subject matter, and they've done their prep work. They get there early so that they're prepared so that when their speech goes off, it goes off flawlessly.
So back to Giselle. So Giselle, I know last year or the year before you've gotten some recognitions and you've moved up the ranks. Tell us about this Nashua talk that you gave.
It was the Leadership Greater Nashua program, and we had been meeting once a month every single since September. And our project, we had to come up with a project to see where it would fulfill the greatest needs in Nashua. And we saw so many panelists during the time since September, and we saw all the we went to homeless, I'm sorry, we went to shelters. We saw panelists talking about the need for food, the need for specific programs. And then we narrowed it down to financial literacy. One of the main causes of these problems is financial illiteracy. And we are now setting a program that has been approved by to do it at the Y, and it's actually in a pilot program. And we're going to give five classes in financial literacy, and the target audience will be between 14 and 18 years old. And we're very excited. It will be 10 instructors. We'll be training over the summer. And I can't wait till the program starts.
Well, you're putting a big smile to my face, because when I was chair of the State Board of Ed, financial literacy always come up as an issue. And there's only so many hours in the school day for that to be taught and so forth. So that's awesome. Okay, we're going to go to commercial break. And I want you two to be thinking about what has been the most exciting thing about Toastmasters, Joe, in your long career being involved in Giselle the last 3 years. So please stay tuned for more of Joe and Giselle and Toastmasters. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Joe and Giselle this weekend, June 23rd and 24th. And again, for my running friends, if you're listening to this on Saturday, it's too late. The Capital City Classic 10K is already off and running at 8 a.m. It's part of the Capital Era Race Series, and we have two more races after that. We have the Bill Lutie Road Race and the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic. Sunday, June 24th, though, there are two races that you could participate in. One is called the Paws on the Pavement 5K. You can run with your dog. That's at 9 a.m. at Delta Dental's campus, and then at noon in the Mast Yard. So back to Toastmasters International. Joe Castro has worked with me for many years at Northeast Delta Dental, and Giselle Rodriguez for the last several years as well. So Giselle, let's start with you. So you wanted to improve your professional development, and you know that I'm really big into that at all colleagues meetings. I've even put you on the spot at some all colleagues meetings. You've done great, of course. But sometimes people say, well, geez, if I do a speech and it's a bomb, you know, how is the feedback given so that you're still feeling good about yourself after a speech?
Every time I've given a speech at the Toastmasters, the feedback that they have given me has been very, very valuable and constructive. You learn, they're never mean. A lot of people are afraid that, one of the questions I've had, you do a speech or how harsh are the comments? And no, they're not harsh at all. Everything, all the criticism, all the feedback that they give you is to help you grow. And everybody there is there as a team. Nobody is there to be better than the other. It's not a competition. It's for the whole team to grow together, because I've seen it in everybody's faces, when one person does good, everybody feels like everybody's done good. And that's how come I keep on going every single week, because I want to see how well I did.
And when I've appeared at some of the meetings and listened, and I just want to echo what Giselle just said. I mean, people are rooting for you and want you to do great, and there's no one more pleased than your colleagues at a Toastmasters meeting, you know, when you do great. And, you know, I've seen that in action. That was well put. Joe, what is the costs involved? And you'd mentioned the website where people can know the five or so clubs that are in the Concord area, but what about the cost? And sometimes, obviously, the employer will pay for it, but sometimes not. So tell us about that.
So the cost, Tom, is really not that great at all. It's an affordable cost. For instance, at Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters, we charge $110 a year, and that's broken down into $255 payments. And then if you participate as taking on roles, and roles within a Toastmasters meeting vary from being the Toastmaster, the person leading the meeting, to somebody doing an evaluation, as Giselle mentioned, somebody being a timer, somebody being the table topics master. So there are a lot of different roles, and as you fill those roles within Horseshoe Pond, we have a little card that you check off, and that allows you to expand your leadership skills. And those, by filling out those cards, you can save money. They're worth up to $25 off your yearly dues. So it's an affordable, you know, it's an affordable organization. I know a lot of organizations are well into the hundreds of dollars, but the neat thing about this is that it's improving your education in public speaking, your education in leadership. And you can come in, like I said, whether you're a brand new beginner, whether you're petrified of standing up in front of somebody or you have to make a speech. We oftentimes, as Giselle did with her presentation last week in front of the Nashua dignitaries, she came in and she practiced her speech, which is a great way to get some of those butterflies to settle down in your belly when you're out there giving the speech, because you have to practice in order to be able to deliver the speech dynamically. If you've ever been to conferences and you've heard these keynote speakers, they give that same speech over and over and over, and they look like they're just walking in and they're shooting from the hip. But the thing is that they've practiced that speech. They know when the pauses are. They know how to raise their voice or soften their voice. They know when to take a break, how to get your interest and keep your interest. And Toastmasters does all of that. It's a, like I said, it's an organization that's there for its membership. So it's not only speaking better, it's also providing you leadership skills that you might not necessarily have an opportunity to get.
You know, when I CEO and I mentor younger employees and students, I always say, you know, it's to some extent, it's not necessarily how smart you are, though intelligence is obviously very helpful, but it's how you express that, how you express
Absolutely.
Yourselves. Do you make the eye contact? Can you speak in front of a group? So even if you're, you know, even if you have 160 IQ, if you can't express yourselves, it's really going to be hard to grow in a company. So Toastmasters, you know, I highly recommend. Also, the preparation part of it, and I always say that when people make things look natural, whether it's a, you know, highly gifted runner or a highly gifted speaker, they have worked at that craft. And
they have.
And making it look natural is part of the preparation. So it's good to hear. So let's get into the Pathways program. On the one hand, you know, the reality is there is social media and technology. Obviously, I keep expressing to employee colleagues and students, you still need that human contact and eye contact, but technology is also a reality. So tell us how Toastmasters is adapting to that.
Well, this is a new program that Toastmasters has come out with. They started last year. They started rolling it out. They've started at the West Coast and gone east, and we're the last area. New England is the last area to roll out Pathways. What Pathways does is, when you sign on to Toastmasters International with your member ID and a password, and then you take a, for lack of a better word, a test. And what it does is it asks you a number of questions to find out where you're comfortable, what your future is, what you're looking to do. And then they've developed different core competencies. For instance, the new Pathways program has 5 core competencies. It's public speaking, interpersonal communication, strategic leadership, management, and confidence. And when you get done responding to the questions, Toastmasters International comes back and says, we think you'd be best taking the public speaking section. And then there are 5 different paths within, or 10 different paths actually, within that public speaking, where you can still pick out the speech that you want. It still does a little bit of all the stuff that the old Toastmasters did, from creating a speech to learning how to speak spontaneously as well. There's 10 different paths, from dynamic leadership to effective coaching to innovative planning to leadership development, motivational strategies, persuasive influence, presentation mastery. So if you're doing a lot of technical presentations, let's say, or you're up giving PowerPoint presentations, it focuses you in that area so that you know how to create a slide and make that slide effective. We've all seen bad PowerPoint presentations.
So hopefully we'll deal with death by PowerPoint, right? Giselle, let me turn it back to you. So what's your elevator speech, no pun intended here, for why someone, an emerging leader, a veteran leader, or a brand new employee, why should any of those folks, you know, get involved with Toastmasters?
I would highly recommend Toastmasters to anybody that wants to be able to talk in a moment at any given time. You learn how to think on your feet. For example, the table topics. Mm-hmm. I love doing table topics. I was training myself I actually challenged myself to do table topics for almost 2 years, and I made it second place in the last competition.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you. And what I feel is like I could be put in a spot and I could think of my feet now, as before I wouldn't. And the reason why I highly recommend this to everybody, especially for professional growth, is that you never know when you're going to have that opportunity. And perhaps you're too shy or you being too nervous to say something might make you lose that opportunity that will never come back again. So that's my highest recommendation. If you really want to take advantage of any given time, at any given opportunity that you might get in the future that you probably don't even know yet, Toastmasters is the way to go.
Because as CEO, you know, there's constantly cross-functional groups where you're leading a group and maybe there's someone sort of quote-unquote higher up on the org chart than you, but you have to know how to lead that group, how to be confident, you know, in your input, and that's what, you know, that's what the top leadership in the company is looking for in emerging leaders. So you're obviously a perfect example of this. Joe, let me turn it back to you and get out the contact information and the timing for the clubs.
Sure. If you go up on Toastmasters.org and you want to scroll down through, and let's say you want to come and visit us. The neat thing about Toastmasters is you can visit a number of different clubs and find out a club that is comfortable for you. Maybe you want to try out Concord Toastmasters at 7 o'clock in the morning. I've been there. I've been to their meetings. There's a large group of folks who are smiling. They all got their Dunkin' Donuts coffee or their water with them. And if you're a bright early morning person, that might be the club for you. But you can go out and try all these different clubs, whether you want to come and try out a luncheon club. For instance, at Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters, it's a one-hour format. Most of the organizations are about an hour and a half. They have a break in between. It allows for some more speakers. But if you want to come at lunchtime, you can bring your lunch along. We don't care that you munch along, but you're there at the meeting and you're participating. So each different club offers something different. You can scroll down through. If you come down to Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters, my contact information is there, jcasper, K-A-S-P-E-R, at nedelta.com.
Or 223-1287.
That's my number.
And I see those folks in there at noon. They're having a great time while they're professionally developing it. It's really awesome. I would highly recommend this. Some of the employee colleagues that have gone through the program, such as Giselle, I can see the growth, you know, within the company. So, Joe and Giselle, thank you for joining me this weekend. I hope we've galvanized the community and you get some more folks attending.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Great job, and it's a great testimony to Toastmasters, both of you. Thank you very much.